is known that Bacopa Monieri, known in Ayurveda as Brahmi, can accumulate heavy metals from the environment depending on the conditions in its habitat. Therefore, the content of 11 metals was studied in raw plant materials from the Indian cities of Assam and Varanasi. In many pharmacopoeias, the content of heavy metals is a mandatory indicator of the safety of using medicinal plant raw materials and medicines. This is due to proven side effects and the potential for serious health problems. Medicinal plant raw materials, traditionally used in the practice of Ayurveda, are currently entering the Russian pharmaceutical market. Of particular interest is Bacopa monieri, a wetland species adapted to polluted areas. During its growth period, Bacopa accumulates heavy metals such as mercury, lead, and cadmium. Therefore, to obtain safe herbal medicines, standardization of toxicant content is necessary for different regions. The objective of the study was to determine the content of heavy metals in dried whole herbs and powder of Bacopa monieri by atomic adsorption spectroscopy. The content of 11 metals was determined in the samples. The research did not find arsenic, bismuth, cadmium, nickel, or lead in any of the samples. However, other unregulated heavy metals were present. The powder from Hassan contained cobalt. Iron proved to be the most common metal in the samples. The second most common metal in terms of content was manganese. Consistent amounts of zinc were found. Copper was also within the detection limits. And the most toxic metal found was chromium. Since Varanasi is located on the left bank of the river Ganges, alluvial soils characterized by a high content of humus and iron are prevalent in the area. This is a large city with developed infrastructure, which can affect the content of toxicants. Hassan is characterized by red-yellow ferrolytic soils, which tend to accumulate iron. The conclusion can be made that this is the reason for iron being predominant in all the samples. Brahmi medicinal plant raw material was included in such global regulatory documents as the Indian Pharmacopoeia, the British Pharmacopoeia, and the Ayurvedic Pharmacopoeia. There were no standards included in individual pharmacopoeial monographs, thus general pharmacopoeial monographs were used instead. Here you can see the permissible amounts of heavy metals as specified in the aforementioned pharmacopoeias. In conclusion, the studied samples met the requirements of the Indian, Ayurvedic, and British pharmacopoeias for the content of lead, arsenic, mercury, and cadmium. From the point of view of harmonization of pharmacopoeias, in addition to all the regulatory documentation that included Bacopa monieri, these samples also met the requirements of the State Pharmacopoeia of the Russian Federation, edition 15. The toxic elements were consistent with previously published scientific data.